Oh, I do appreciate your gift and what you mean to me, and love you for it.
All right. Now, what about, you might say, well, I'm much?
Much, very much appreciate this.
If you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you might say, I blank, I'll have time.
I think I'll have time.
Now, if you thought you were going, you needed to go downtown for a while, you would tell someone, well, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what to your package?
Wrote my name on it, or I've charged it.
And then what does he do? Like you got a pair of shoes. And after you made the purchase of the shoes, he took the shoes, and what did he do to the shoes?
Put them in the box and wrapped the box.
When you got home, what would you do to the package?
Unwrapping, try them on again.
If the storekeeper sold something for $2 that he had paid $2.50 for, he'd be selling it. What? How would you refer to how he would be selling it?
I'm selling it at a loss.
You admire someone, but don't have enough. You admire something, but you don't have enough money to buy it. And you say, I like it, but it
costs too much.
And we have to do that a lot of times, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, when it's time to pay the bill, you say, the bill is
due.
To stay in good standing in your club, you have to pay your
dues.
If you need to cut the grass and don't have a lawnmower, you go over to a neighbor and ask to do what?
Borrow one.
What about money?
Oh, I would like to borrow money from a neighbor.
It's too hard to ever pay back, isn't it? All right. When the banker is gently refusing a loan, he says money is
very tight now, scarce.
Now, all right, now when we think about the different parts of the verb dive, you say he ran down the springboard and blank in.
Dove in. That always sounded funny to me.
All right, now what about, you would say, 9 or 10 boys did what? Talking about the same thing.
Well,
would that be the same thing?
Dived, I believe, is the plural in that.
For more than one.
For more than one.
All right. Now,
not you, right, sure, though.
Now, when you say, when you dive in and hit the water flat, you refer to that.
It's a belly buster.
Now, do you swim, Miss Hall?
Yes.
Really? Well, good. Did you do a belly buster?
I used to, but I haven't tried swimming in years, but they say you never forget. Never forget
anything. When you're thinking about children and acrobats, you know, you say the children were out on the grass turning.
Somersault.
All right, now, I guess was this a popular thing when you were growing up too,
among children? Yes, somersault.
All right. What were some of your favorite games when you were growing up?
Well, they were all pretty simple. We didn't have all the mechanical